Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to a midweek episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I do hope that you are all very well indeed. So in this bullet point episode, I'm going to focus on something I've been asked quite a bit recently, actually. And when I went into the Facebook group this morning, which is the thing I tend to do when I wake up, first thing, is go into the Facebook group, see what's been happening, see what conversations are being had, etc., etc. And this question came up, but it's also something I've been asked on DM a lot on Instagram recently. So I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to do an episode on it. And it's about the podcast that I'm currently listening to. And the people who've already messaged, I've said, oh, I've done quite a few episodes on this, like May last year, December 2019. I definitely covered this as well. But things change. I've talked about my favorite podcasts, as I said, a few times, but as series end and as I make new discoveries, the list really does change all the time. So I thought I would update you on the shows that have been keeping me company lately. And I suppose lockdown has opened up my podcast library somewhat because you can only watch so much TV. You can only read so much. And I quite like silence, but I also really like every now and again, I'll be in perfect pitch silence for ages, and then I think, oh, I fancy something, and it might be music or it might be having the TV on in the background. But more often than not recently, it really has been podcasts. So, and I've been looking for a different type of podcast. So my first one is the one that really kind of fills that gap where it's entertainment, but it's journalistic, and you come out of it feeling like you really learn something from the experience. And it's Dolly Parton's America. And this series was first published back in October 2019. And I think I only listened to it on the cusp of, as we were going into lockdown, I think I discovered it. And it's a good 10, 12 episodes. I've now forgotten because it's in my recent past. But it's a really well-constructed and fascinating deep dive into the woman that is Dolly Parton. And I've always been a huge Dolly Parton fan in the sense of I think you're just born finding Dolly to be familiar, kind and safe. And then in and amongst all of that, there's her incredible storytelling, her incredible songwriting, and the way she can articulate a commonly felt emotion in a way that is universally understandable. It's just wonderful. I've been lucky enough to see her in concert a couple of times, and the way she weaves a tale between songs as she's like playing the guitar or something, just very gently, the way she paints a picture and somehow speaks to every individual in the room really is something to behold. And actually, the first time I went to see her in concert, I was on the very, very side of the stage, but quite high up. And I looked down and there was this little lady, like head to toe sequins, just standing behind the curtain. And she must have been there a good 10 minutes before the show started, just patiently waiting for the curtain to lift. And I was waving madly and she waved back. So she's obviously very, very professional, which also really appealed to me. So I, of course, her music and her songs, her lyrics are instantly memorable and indelible. Like, I think anybody could listen to the first bar of Jolene and then know exactly how the rest of the song goes. It's just a real skill. And this series is a real journalistic deep dive. And as well as looking at her career and her life, there were also interviews with Dolly herself. I thoroughly enjoyed it and appreciated getting to understand Dolly, because you can think that you know everything there is to know, but there is so much more, like the political background of the South, her upbringing, the fact that she stays really neutral. And one of the sort of nuggets that started the interest from the journalist who created this series was the fact that you can go to a Dolly Parton concert and it can be the broadest cross-section of society that you wouldn't necessarily think would all get together in the same room, and everyone feels exactly the same way. And that was kind of the starting point for, well, what is it about Dolly's appeal that means that everybody loves her? And I mean everybody. You can have people in MAGA hats in the auditorium, in the concert hall. You can have people who are polar opposite to that, and everyone's happy because Dolly's there and entertaining them. So I really, really loved it. And I wholeheartedly believe that Dolly is a living legend and someone to be admired and learned from. And even, I will just say this before you tune in, one thing I really hadn't ever thought about before is the song Jolene, which I think most people know, is it's basically saying, you can take my man, but I'm begging you not to. But if you listen to a lot of the country genre of those types of songs, they're slightly more aggressive, they're slightly more combative, maybe, you know, there's like a talk of a fight. But Dolly's is just a completely different look on it. And she talks a lot in the interviews that she does on the show about forgiveness and about love. And that's what I really took away from it, as well as all of the other incredible, incredible things to learn from and about Dolly. So that really does come with a very high recommendation for me. So that's Dolly Parton's America. The second podcast, and that's a series, by the way. So that is a complete series that you get to the end of. So it's not one that continues on like podcast number two, which is Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem. And this is a podcast that takes a good long look at RuPaul's Drag Race, both retrospectively by going, they've gone all the way back to season one to the weekly episodes to basically talk through each episode, and also to cover the series that are currently airing, like RuPaul's Drag Race Canada or Canada's Drag Race, whatever it is. Anyway, you get what I mean, All Stars, all of that kind of thing, if you are into Drag Race. And in and amongst those shows are episodes with Willem and Alaska, who are previous Drag Race contestants, talking about all sorts of things like current affairs and answering listener questions. And I enjoy all the episodes because I watch RuPaul's Drag Race and I really like Willem and Alaska and have since I watched them in their series of the show. But Willem and Alaska talking about the political landscape, equality, the recent Black Lives Matter movement, and other pertinent and very topical subjects have become something I tune into weekly, along with other news-based shows, to get my perspective on the world today. And I really, really appreciate this podcast. And I'm always very excited when a new episode pops up in my feed. And it would do them a real disservice to think that because the show centers around drag and drag race and is hosted by professional working drag queens, that this in any way minimizes their political discussions or what they bring to the table in terms of the current debate around lots of different issues. Willem in particular really knows his stuff and is very clued up, but he will say if he's wrong. And that's kind of the nice thing about it. It's a place where you can learn and also be corrected. And it's a very nice way they've built this show. And you may know Willem, even if you don't watch Drag Race, because he was in A Star Is Born as the insanely beautiful blonde in the nightclub who flirted with Bradley Cooper's character and made him sign his fake boobs. So that's just one of my favourites. I absolutely love it. It's good energy. It's good fun. Most of the shows come in at just under an hour. So for me, they're great for when I go on a long walk. And I just really, really highly recommend it. I think they're really clever guys. Some of the subject matter might not be for everybody, but hey, I'm sure if you're listening to my show, you'll be able to handle it. The third podcast. Now, this next one is a bit of a twofer, meaning that you get two podcasts for the price of one. And that's because it's one of those podcast series that covers one topic in one series, then changes its name and its visual when it takes on another topic in the next. So I'm currently listening to series two, which focuses on the killing of JonBenet Ramsey. It's not the most comfortable of listening at times because it centers around the death of six-year-old pageant queen on Christmas Day in 1996 and the mystery that has surrounded the case ever since.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
And things like the fact that there were ransom notes, disrupted crime scenes, things that just didn't add up. And it really has remained a mystery. There's never been a definitive answer. But this series does a really good job at laying out all of the evidence that's available. And series one of the podcast, which I believe was 12 episodes, was The Killing of Marilyn Monroe, which was really jaw-dropping to listen to. If you've ever been fascinated by Marilyn and thought that you knew a lot of what there was to know about her, then get ready to be absolutely floored by what you hear and really to open up into that world, because there's so much more to it than I ever really realized. I knew there was like conspiracy theories and things, but I really didn't understand what you come to understand about the woman herself from this show. And again, forensic detail, there's incredible first-person accounts and previously unseen and unheard information about one of the most iconic women in history. And it's not gory or unnecessary, but it's really interesting and, again, really well-constructed, and it's really hard not to binge all 12 episodes in one sitting. So that's a really, if you want series, if you want to get into a story, they're really well-told. I think that's a really great one to get into. So that was my twofer. And podcast four that I really enjoy, but I'm very jealous of. So it's Armchair Expert with Dax Shepherd, and it's a great listen. So Dax, I'm sure you know, he's an actor, been in many a movie, many a TV series. And because of that, I guess, he has great access to people in Hollywood and show business. And the guests are usually household names. Like if you look at the feed, you'll probably recognize the majority of the names, which makes tuning into the conversations, you know, even more enticing, because you feel like they're two colleagues, essentially two peers, two mates, potentially having a chat. And Dax tries in this show to unpick what makes people tick, allows people the space to tell their stories. And you get a sense that if you met Dax at a party, he would be the person who'd really listen, ask questions, and make you feel like you were the only two people in the room, which I think is really an interesting and beautiful skill. And I actually found his episode with Casey Affleck really interesting. I wasn't inclined to listen to that when I first saw it crop up in my feed, because there are some crappy stories out there about Casey, which are well documented, so I shan't go into detail here. But I decided to listen and I found it really entertaining. And they got to the end of the show, which was interesting enough without addressing any of the headlines that had been circulating about Casey. And then they finished the show, they turned off the recording equipment, and then there's like a tiny little break, and then they turn it back on and they say, hey, listen, there's something that we didn't do because we were sort of skirting around it. We didn't talk about X, Y, and Z. And they go into it. And I was really interested in that particular section and what Casey had to say and how he said it. So again, so many brilliant people on that particular podcast. So it's really worth, and again, they're usually around an hour long, maybe a bit longer, but they're really good deep dives into people who you may or may not already think you know quite a little bit about. So they're really interesting conversations, and Dax really helms that podcast beautifully. And then finally, my final weekly listen is the Sunday Sit Down with Willie Geist. And I've mentioned this show before, but it really is a wonderful show to listen to. So Willie Geist is a news anchor in the US, and his guest list is the thing of dreams. Well, it is to this podcaster. So every time I see a new episode, I am delighted because I think, oh, I can't wait to listen to that. But I'm also extremely jealous and think, oh, I wish I could get that person on my show. What I wouldn't give to have insert famous person's name here on my podcast. And to give you a sense, recently he's had Viola Davis, Jake Gyllenhaal, Chris Evans, Samuel L. Jackson, and Tiffany Haddish. And every episode is so, so interesting. The average runtime is probably around 40 to 45 minutes. So they are very manageable shows. And Willie is able to get very in-depth, revealing chats out of his guests in under an hour, which I really appreciate. And I remember another podcaster, and I have to say, I think it might have been Tim Ferriss, who said, you don't get to the meat of a person or the story, especially if you're meeting someone for the first time, until around an hour in. And that's always stuck in the back of my mind. So even when I'm doing a podcast, when I get to an hour, I think, okay, I haven't screwed it up. We've got somewhere here. And Willie obviously knows quite a few of his guests through his other work, but they clearly trust him and they clearly feel very comfortable with him, which you can feel when you tune in. And I feel, particularly when you've got big names like Jake Gyllenhaal and Viola Davis, they are so media trained that you kind of know the second an interview starts, you kind of know whether you're going to get the PR version or whether you're going to get the real human. And I feel that what Willie is able to achieve is that you get the real human. So I think those are conversations well worth tuning into. And they go live on a Sunday, so they're great to either catch up on a Sunday night when, if you're like me, that's when you do your manicure and pedicure, or on a Monday morning if, you know, that's how you like to wake up and start the week. So they are my newbies, but I am, of course, still listening to Joe Rogan. I don't listen to all of his episodes, but when there's a guest, I'm not really into MMA, so they are lost on me. But I find some of his conversations really fascinating. And James Altucher, regularly, I listen to that so much. And actually, at the beginning of lockdown, it was something I tuned into a lot because he had what I consider to be the best resources in terms of understanding what was going on with COVID-19, but also staying calm and not getting caught up in nonsense. So for me, James Altucher's show became a really solid, safe resource, and I really like it. I just think he does great interviews as well. I think he's fascinating. And also, I really can't, I know it's not a podcast, but it is something that I'm listening to at the moment. In my ears right now is Demi Moore's autobiography. And wow. Oh, just wow. I was hooked in the first 5 minutes. It's well worth your attention. It's about a 6.5 hour, 7 hour listen. Admittedly, I'm only 2 hours in, but I have been riveted. And we haven't even got to her career yet. This is her childhood and her first marriage. And those can sometimes be the weeds that you have to wade through to get to the good stuff when you're reading a celebrity autobiography. But this is really fascinating and really interesting. And it's just made me really like her very much. So I will put the links to all of those in the show notes, and I thank you so much for joining me. If you want to join the Facebook group, then why not? And why not start a thread in there about the podcast that you like, and we can start talking about other audiobooks maybe, because you know that the Facebook forum is where there is a lovely community of your fellow most excellent listeners to this show having chats about all sorts of things. And it's so wonderful to see everybody who is there. If you're listening to this and you're a member, hi. If you're listening to this and you haven't joined yet, why not go to the link in the show notes and just join? If you want to speak to me, DM me on Instagram or Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns, or you can always email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that it really is my favorite part of the day when I hear from you. So thank you so much for your time and for listening to this podcast. And thank you so much if you do get in touch. It has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in the next one.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.